Tributes are pouring in for Joe Frazier. The former world heavyweight boxing champion died yesterday of cancer at the age of 67. He was the first man to defeat Muhammad Ali in New York City in 1971. After that fight of the century, Frazier would fight Ali two more times. For our GeoQuiz, we're looking for the Asian city where the third fight took place in 1975.
Wearing light blue trunks with white stripes, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, the challenger and former heavyweight champion of the world, Joe Frazier!
So flashback to 1975 for this third and thrilling final match between Muhammad Ali and Smokin' Joe Frazier. We'll talk with someone who had a ringside seat when we come back with the answer. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Joe Frazier has fought his last round. He lost his battle yesterday with cancer at the age of 67. He's remembered for his vicious left hook that landed the world's greatest fighter, Muhammad Ali, on the canvas in the fight of the century in 1971, and for standing up to Ali in the Thrilla in Manila. So Manila is the answer to our GeoQuiz.
The government and people of the Republic of the Philippines, in cooperation with Don King Productions Incorporated, proudly presents The Thrilla in Manila.
Ronnie Nathaniels is a sportscaster in the Philippines, and in 1975, for The Thrilla in Manila, he had a ringside seat.
Well, Joe Frazier arrived on a Saturday morning under cover of darkness. It was before sunrise. And so there was no live television coverage of his arrival. Neither were there people on the streets waiting to greet him, which was in stark contrast with the arrival of Muhammad Ali 2 days later. People who were going to work lined up the streets to welcome Muhammad Ali. This kind of set the stage for the Thriller in Manila by pointing out who was the star of the show and who was a member of the supporting cast.
Right, so how did Joe Frazier take that? Did he take it in stride?
He didn't pay too much attention to that, although some local people, Filipinos, who had a penchant for going for the underdog, felt a little bad that Joe Frazier didn't get the kind of attention that Muhammad Ali got. And it was surprising to many that when Ali was introduced by ring announcer Joe Cantada, who was also incidentally known as Smoking Joe Cantada,
also,
he was booed.
Oh.
While Frazier was cheered by the fans.
What kind of man was Joe Frazier? I mean, you interviewed him a couple of times in Manila. What did you take away from those encounters with him?
He was a great fighter to begin with. He didn't put himself in a class above anybody else. He always told me, Ali is just another fighter, just like I am another fighter. He always appeared to me as to being a very, very soft-spoken, decent individual. He didn't have the charisma of a tall, handsome Muhammad Ali who was glib and who would love to tell stories and to draw laughs from people. That was one thing that struck me. And that was, to me, a sense of the humility of the man. And I think even for Americans, if you look at the two fighters, while everybody raved about Ali because he was a charismatic individual, I think deep down in every average American's heart, Joe Frazier was a nicer human being.
For the Thriller in Manila, did you have ringside seats?
Oh, yes. Right at the apron of the ring, in Ali's corner, actually, in Ali's corner. The venue was packed. It was almost noontime when this fight got underway. It was sweltering hot. It was hot and humid. And I recall one incident after the fight very clearly. There was a huge crowd of media pressing forward around Frazier and Ali. But the thing that struck me then, that showed the character of Frazier, when one of the foreign newsmen said, Joe, were you hurt any time during this fight? He said, no, I was not hurt, but I was blind. I couldn't see in one eye. I couldn't see the punches coming because I was almost blind in one eye, okay? And he said, he looked at Ali and said, my man fought a good fight.
Ronnie Nathaniels, a sports broadcaster in Manila, the Philippines. Thanks so much for speaking with us about Smokin' Joe Frazier.
You're most welcome.